So you mentioned MRD status. First of all, do you think MRD status is something that should be utilized or considered in a non-protocol situation?
It's really just prognostic for advising the patients about what we hope to get from their remission duration. And so in that sense, no, I don't really use it to guide therapy. I don't think it's appropriate really to use it to guide therapy. In the context I was just discussing, if I'm discussing with the patient sort of the risks versus benefits of continuing the therapy versus stopping, since I have that information, I'll include that in the conversation. But mostly it's a clinical decision to stop if you are getting cytopenias.
And if someone were to want to use an MRD assay, what type of assay do you recommend?
Right. So the standard, which is defined by the European Research Initiative on CLL, is a four-color flow cytometry assay. There's a specific validation procedure for it, and it is offered by at least one commercial company that I know of that one can send samples to.
So in terms of using FCR, in general, what's kind of the age at which you pull back, you know, regardless of the patient being in great condition?
Around 65. 60 to 65 is also a little bit borderline, but patients who are in great condition, it's still quite easy to give FCR, relatively speaking. You start to get into the later 60s, probably there's more bone marrow susceptibility to cytopenias. It becomes much harder to deliver the therapy.
Now, this concept, particularly in the mutated patients of going for cure, in your mind, does that apply to other forms of chemoimmunotherapy? I mean, BR, chlorambucil, obinutuzumab, et cetera, et cetera.
No, I don't believe that there's any evidence for a plateau on the long-term survival curve, even with BR or with chlorambucil, obinutuzumab. However, I do believe that IGVH mutation status is a very strong indicator of a patient's overall expected disease course. So even though there may not be cure, I still think that particularly mutated older patients who might want to start with a time-limited therapy and not commit to years of continuous therapy, those patients can get quite prolonged benefit from BR or obinutuzumab chlorambucil. And it's not unreasonable to continue to decide to offer that option. I do find that many of my patients like the idea of time-limited therapy.